So we will conclude that seventh chapter, which we have, most of it we have covered. One of the last things that we were discussing in the morning was how Arjuna understood the mind of Krishna and acted accordingly, which is very vital lesson for a practicing sadhaka devotee. Because in spiritual life, spiritual progress is not made by our own endeavors, but it is made by the endeavors guided by Guru. If we make our endeavors whimsically, it will be like shooting in the sky. But if we make guided endeavors, then it will be like shooting at the target. So the shooting at the target means like going back home, back to Godhead. But to shoot at the target, we need somebody right above us to tell us what to do, what not to do. And not only to tell us what to do, but we should actually actively pursue what will give pleasure to them. Not only we should do what they are telling us to do, but we also have to understand what their heart is, what will please their hearts. Like when, like for example, when somebody is, some guest is handed over to somebody, for example, they have such a immense experience with some guest reception devotee. Next time when they come, they ask for the same person. Is that person around? Is he here? Like Visvanatha Chandramali Swami Maharaj was very pleased with Sundarnath Prabhu in those days. So then, I don't want to mention the name, instead of Sundarnath Prabhu, we gave him one or two substitutes, which he was completely dissatisfied. He called and told me, "Radhisham, why are you changing my assistant every time?" Then I told Maharaj, "Sundarnath was a little senior now, you know, he's busy with too many services." So, but he said, "But nobody can match this fellow. He exactly understands my mind, understands my need. Before I spell out with my mouth, he'll be ready." With that he says. So some guest reception devotees, they understand the heart of the person they are serving. And they, like one practical example, where Peter Barwar says, you know, when he went to a particular hotel, he told the ward boy that I like this carrot juice very much. So that evening that boy kept one full bottle of carrot juice for him. And then 6 months later he went to the same hotel. So he checked into the room, put his suitcase, went for a conference. He came back for lunch and he found a big bottle of carrot juice. So he said how intelligent and attentive this ward boy was. So he says that surely this hotel will flourish. So there was one such ward boy who was met by one very big businessman who came to a hotel. So he told this ward boy that I want to make you owner of a hotel. So this ward boy laughed and said, I am simply a waiter. He said, no. So he took him and made him head of a hotel because of his attitude. Now that one fellow expanded all over the world. Several hotels, they call it as a wardrobe hotel or something, I don't remember. Is it wardrobe? Waldorf. Waldorf schools are also there. This, similarly, they have Waldorf hotels also. So he expanded into hundreds of centers worldwide because a person with a high attitude, one person can make hundreds and thousands of centers. And he can create people with similar attitude also. So we not only want people who will do what they are told to do, we also need people who will want to know what to do also. So he told me to do, so I did. That is also good. At least he's a good follower. Whatever he's told, he's doing. But a person asks, besides this, do you want me to do anything else? If somebody is asking, what is the one question Srila Prabhupada asked his guru regularly? How can I serve you? He asked. If somebody is asking you, how can I serve you? Then you feel like giving them some service. Correct, no? If somebody, you give some service to somebody, they say, theek hai Prabhuji, isko complete kar dunga. Aur kuch nahi na? you know. Iske liye bhi aur do hafta zyada mil sakta hai kya? Somebody is asking. Then you understand he is already houseful, correct? Na? Then you don't go for him. One very easy thing I'll tell you which you can relate with. For example, you have some emergency service to be done. Whom will you catch? Most? Okay, one is most busy person. Another one is a person who doesn't complain. A person who doesn't crib. You know crib? Who doesn't crib. A person who is very welcoming and friendly. Reliable and flexible. And one who is often used to doing big amount of service, you know, without any grudges, without criticizing you, correct? Now you look for such a person. And a person who is very sincere, serious, correct? Now you look for such kind of people. So such people get tremendous mercy also, correct? Now because of their attitude brings forth a lot of mercy from the people above. Whether it is material life or spiritual life, in both places, even people who grow materially very powerful also, they are people with very high attitude. You will see that. That is how eventually they go up, 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 up. They do a lot of things in the material world. Similarly, in the spiritual life also, if you want blessing, mercy, one should not only just do what he is told to do, one should be able to think, one should be able to want to do even more. So understanding the heart of the master, so that is not an ordinary topic. Very important topic. This knowing the mind of Lord and acting. So that means these people will exceed the expectation of the master. One example is Nityananda Prabhu. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver the suffering souls in this world. But Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, "Hey, Nityananda, you are a better preacher than me also. Why? Look at me. I was taking chakra in my hand to kill Jagaya Madai. But you came in between me and them. You stopped me. And then you saved their life. And now they have become pure Vaishnavas, chanting and dancing to the holy name. And they have become lovers of God. What I could not do, you could do," he is saying. "My original intention is to make all jivas into devotees only. But sometimes I get upset also. What is this? They have hurted Nityananda Prabhu. I was about to kill them. Whereas you, Marikheye, you accepted beating by Madai on your forehead and then you gave him prem. So you have exactly understood my heart," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "You have won my heart because this is my goal. You have accomplished my goal." So like that, Tamalakshmi Maharaj earned a good name from Prabhupada. Prabhupada embraced Tamalakshmi Maharaj. Generally Prabhupada never embraced anyone very easily. But Tamalakshmi Maharaj went to Mayapur and returned back at midnight, and then he told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, the land is yours." Then Prabhupada got up and he embraced and great joy. So in this way, to win the heart of the master, the disciple has to contemplate on the pleasure of the master. So otherwise there is no possibility of doing great things in life. What will sometimes the master doesn't express out of hesitation, but the disciple is found to be more receptive and open-hearted, willing to receive more and more instructions and demands, then the master can open up more and more and ask for more and more, correct? No? Like imagine somebody comes to you, one of your friends, and says, "Prabhuji, if you have any feedback for me, please give. I'll be very thankful. You are my friend. I want some peer feedback." So you give one or two feedback to him, and immediately he picks up a loud quarrel with you. You know, "What? You know, I think, Prabhu, you have too many misunderstandings about me. Now I understand why you don't regularly talk to me. You know, for your kind information, your first feedback we gave this, and here is my 2-hour clarification. And for your second feedback, another 4-hour clarification." Like that you write long mail to him or talk to him, and after 1 week you again go to him and ask for 2 more feedback. Will he give you? What he will say? He will become so closed. He will say that, "Prabhu, you are such a great soul, there is no feedback from myself." Correct, no? So similarly, when the master finds a subordinate very closed and very cautious and very reserved and not able to even do what is already told to do, and you have to follow him up too much, chase after him, is he going to give anything big to you? Arjun, basic also is not doing, what can I give him bigger? Forget it. He's a crawling baby. I want flying people. He's a crawling baby. Then he will look for someone else. So it requires a very big heart and very great degree of surrender and flexibility. This is one of the reasons why many people cannot work with different gurus, disciples. Why one cannot work with other fellow beings also, working with them. And it is very difficult to work with people, two people who are of two different natures. Working with people of different natures, working with people having two different ideologies, bringing them together, making them work is not very easy, because the same problem as we grow bigger, they become stigma for us. So, but in the early stage itself, if one is highly surrendered and willing to bend oneself and be highly psychologically flexible and understandable, then the master-servant relationship becomes a very thick relationship. Like Jesus says, I and my Father are one, he says. What is the meaning? Father and Son are one. You don't put them together and merge their fleshy bodies together. But I and Father are one means we are one in spirit. Because, you know, sometimes you will see that a master-servant relationship is so intimate that master can confidently say which servant will act how, with what integrity. Similarly, servant has trust in the master. So Krishna and Arjuna relationship is like that. So he knows exactly the mind of Krishna. Why Krishna is teasing me by saying that, hey, you promised the head of Ashwatthama to bring back to Draupadi. What about that? When Arjuna looked at Krishna's face, immediately he could understand, Krishna is just teasing me. He is not telling me seriously that I should cut the head. That kind of understanding. Once his own Jayadrath Maharaj told one example when he came to Pune. He said, when some big party, marriage party comes to purchase saris, they want some 20 Kanchipuram saris. And you can imagine, each sari is 20,000 rupees. And by selling these saris, the shop makes, 100% profit. They are selling it at 20,000, the actual cost is 10,000. So they get how much? 10,000. So 20 saris if they sell, in a few minutes, how much they make? 2 lakh rupees. But unfortunately, in his shop and in his godown, saris have got over. But a big party has come, they are waiting now. And he tells his brother, Paya jao, godown se leke aao, 20 sari. And the brother doesn't ask any question. He just goes to 2 shops ahead, brings 20 saris from there. So because even textile shops have a good understanding of each other. Correct, na? Paisa also he won't pay him. He will say, baad mein pay karunga. He just carries 20 saris and brings and gives the brother. And brother gives it to them. Immediately they give 4 lakh rupees and they push off. And then he tells the brother, go and pay 2 lakhs to them. So 2 lakh in the pocket. Because the understanding is very deep between the elder brother, younger brother, you see. Because their understanding is good, immediately they could make 2 lakhs in a few minutes, you see. On the other hand, if a bhaiya connection is not very good, he says, hey, bhaiya, go to godown and bring. Godown mein main dekh liya, kuch nahi hai. Idhar bhi nahi, udhar bhi nahi. Arre, main bol raha hoon. Bol raha hoon, godown se leke aao. Still he doesn't understand. Even after doing, still he is blinking like a fool, So then the party says, theek hai, aap logon ke paas nahi hai, aur bhi 3-4 dukaan hum le lenge. In a minute, in a matter of few minutes, they lose 2 lakh rupees, you see. It has happened in many shops, you will see that. People go to the next shop and take the same thing, you see. So the understanding has to be deep. And this is for the same reason. Even when I send devotees out of Pune also to any other place, it is not very easy to send devotees. You ask Gaurang Prabhu, he will tell you stories. You send anybody out of Pune, You know, it is exactly like sending a girl to her in-law's house. Because you ask any family, when they send a girl from the in-law's home to the, when she goes to the in-law's house, one of the first things she will do is to compare this home with her home. And then she may start telling the husband that, मेरे माता जी ऐसे थी, पिताजी ऐसे थे, हमारे घर में इतना सुविधा था, नौकर चाकर ताली बजाओ 20 लोग आएंगे, इधर कौन है तुम्हारे घर में, व्हाट इज दिस, इनला इज कॉन्स्टेंटली मदर इनला इज स्टिंगिंग मी, एंड दिस इज नॉट देयर, दैट इज नॉट देयर, एंड ऑल दिस डिफरेंट कंप्लेंट्स, एंड हस्बैंड इज वॉन्डरिंग हाउ टू सेटिस्फाई वाइफ ऑल्सो मदर ऑल्सो, एंड मदर इज कॉलिंग बेटा आ जाओ इधर, क्या यू आर मैरिड न्यूली और ऑल द टाइम रनिंग बिहाइंड द वाइफ, how can you forget me? So especially for a man, it is a very difficult job to pacify mother and wife simultaneously. But Devahuti was not such a wife. Devahuti was an extraordinary wife, not ordinary person, very rare example. So when we send devotee to another temple, the whole atmosphere is different there, different type of authority with different type of mindset, different types of people there, and also whatever facilities he got in Pune, he may not get there. He may not get running hot water, you know. He may not get 7 types of prasad for breakfast, varieties, whatever you want. 1 o'clock, he may not get prasadam on time. Then he may ask, Prabhuji, I am little sick now. Where is the health department? They will say, what is the meaning of that? They will ask him. Isn't it? Yeah. Everything ready-made one, and he goes to the morning program, many seniors are going back to sleep during chanting time. So to get happiness, we want 108 conditions to be fulfilled, to become happy. If one of the conditions is not fulfilled, immediately I'm morose now. Why? Prabhuji, out of 108, only 107 are fulfilled. One desire is not fulfilled, so I'm very morose. So can you send such a devotee? So we have to send devotees who go to a foreign place and who see all kinds of problems, and they may call and take help. Prabhuji, most devotees who are sent out of Pune, they call and ask, Prabhuji, how do I see this in a Krishna conscious way? That is a good question. That is a good devotee. Correct, no? Prabhuji, I am seeing something in disorder, but you tell me how I can continue to respect people who don't attend morning program, who are wearing gold strap watch, who may go in very costly cars, who may be proud also, who may have all kinds of problems. There may be senior devotees, equal devotees, junior devotees, all kinds of people, So how I may see all these people, but how do I continue to respect them? There is possibility of respecting. See them as Vaishnavas. So if the master-servant relationship is very thick, one can survive anywhere. You can survive in hell in the midst of Yamakinkaras also. It is possible. Provided your only goal of life is to serve Krishna. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj wanted to do. You have seen the picture, isn't it? Demons are trying to, so much ways they are torturing him. And he has no problem. He is not complaining. You see, we complain because we have too many conditions. You see? So, knowing the mind of the Lord and acting is a very vital aspect of our spiritual life. We have to ask the question, why did I join ISKCON? I didn't join ISKCON to get all facilities and comforts and luxuries as per my mind's demands. I didn't join for that. I came to ISKCON to develop love for Krishna. Are there deities available? Yes, deities are there. Is there Hare Krishna Kirtan going on? It's going on. Are you allowed to chant in the temple? I'm allowed to chant. Are you given spiritual books to read? Yes, you are given. You get something called prasad at least, some kind of prasad. Yes, I get prasad. What more you want? You have everything in life that is needed for becoming Krishna conscious. Other than that, other conditions may not be fulfilled. You may not get a car to go for your program. You may be told to go by bus. You may not be given money for preaching. You may be told that first you preach and you get money, then we will give you that money only. You go and preach and bring 100 rupees and we'll give you 10 rupees out of that. Then you can preach. Ye kya badi baat hai, if I can bring 100 rupees, I will use 100 rupees. No, that you cannot do. You have to submit to temple. You see? So, we have to know Krishna consciousness means The basic things are there, one should be happy anywhere in the world. So, knowing the mind of the Lord and acting means we have to know what will give pleasure to the Lord. Lord is very far away. We can't directly know what will give pleasure to Lord. But yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. What will give pleasure to Guru will give pleasure to Lord. Guru is also far away. It's not easy for us to approach him and ask him what will give you pleasure. So you have somebody immediately above you, your authorities, under whom you are working. So at least we should do what they tell us to do, to begin with. And if somebody becomes independent of the authority and starts acting what he wishes to do, then we say, yas shastra vinim utsrujya vartate kama karataha. And many times our own individual desires push us from inside. My authority is a cruel man, he is not allowing what I want to do. There are so many devotees having so many desires which are not fulfilled. Somebody may say, Prabhu, I wish to have, in those days one devotee wanted to have this, what do you call it, Photoshop in the computer. So we told you can go to the computer center and use Photoshop whenever you want, but you cannot load it in your computer. That's policy of our temple. He immediately said, okay, no problem, Prabhu. And after 2 months he came again with the same request. Prabhuji, I have a bigger and better computer, can I get Photoshop? I said, somebody else asked Photoshop. And then I looked, you only asked. So he thought that, I thought you would have forgotten, Prabhuji. We don't forget very easily. Who asked what? So I said, even if you come 2,000 times, you will get the same reply. So then you learn to live without it. Will you die without Photoshop? Will you die without CorelDRAW? Will you die without WhatsApp in your mobile? You are paying Viraha Bana from WhatsApp. When will I get WhatsApp? Nayanam Galada Shudara, you say, Papukkada. Similarly, we are asking, when will I get a bigger mobile with WhatsApp facility? When will this temple give me full freedom to do whatever I want? If you think like that, you will be in a place where you are not inside temple, you are somewhere outside on your own. Isn't it? So, as long as we have too many demands like this, then we are struggling with our own senses and mind. What good can we do to the master? Master will understand that he is a useless fellow. He is struggling with his own senses and mind to fulfill their pleasures. So what good can he do for me? He will keep us aside and then he will have somebody who can fulfill his commands, his instructions. So we have to think about what are the demands of my senses, my mind. So this one has to ask. Here is Arjuna. He is so intimately connected with Krishna. As soon as Krishna told like this, still Arjuna did not kill Ashwatthama. And he's telling Krishna, I will kill, not now. Prabhupada was given instruction in 1922 or 33. 22 he was given instruction, 33 he took initiation. And then, but Prabhupada fulfilled instruction, not immediately, but in 1965 onwards. Subsequently he fulfilled. And in those time period, he was meditating on how to fulfill it. Correct, no? Similarly, Arjuna was also thinking, better consult Draupadi and then do it. I think that will please Krishna. And that actually pleased Krishna. Actually, you will never be considered a bad guy if you tell somebody that, Prabhuji, can I consult my superiors and then get back to you? Nobody will be unhappy with you. Consulting is a very good habit. Consulting culture is a very good culture. Imagine you are a counselor. Somebody is asking you, can I do this? You don't know exactly whether he can do it or not. You tell him that, I'll consult other counselors and tell you. Maybe your counselor will say, Prabhuji, why do you have to consult? You are a boss. I am Das and you are boss. You give me okay and we both can go on with that. But you may say, see, I am not independent, Prabhu. I have so many superiors. So many equals, certain things I am not very sure. I will check with them and tell. Then you become a great guy or a, weak guy. What do you think? Consulting guys are weak guys or great guys? Krishna himself is a consulter. Krishna is consulting Uddhava. If you think consulting is weak, then Krishna is supposed to be considered weak. Who is not weak? Isn't it? So, In this way, Arjuna is telling Krishna that let me consult Draupadi and then decide. When Sandipani Muni was asked by Krishna Balaram, what can we bring for you? He consulted his wife also and then came up with a decision. One day, Parampuja Radhana Swami Maharaj had called Najji Prabhu to his room. And then he shared with him something about getting some land and, you know, farm in Bombay, something related to it. He was talking something. And then he asked, what do you think about this? Is it a good idea to invest money? Because you have been talking of investing some money somewhere. What do you think about this? He said, Maharaj, I just need about 2 minutes. My wife is in temple hall. I will just go and have a word with her and come back. And Maharaj felt so happy. He gave a big embrace to him and said, how wonderful, Najji Prabhu. You know, you are such a big businessman, running multi-crore companies. And you have a good habit of consulting and, you know, getting back to me. Very nice. And on that day, in Sunday Feast lecture, Maharaj openly spoke this. The Sunday Feast lecture. How many of you say that Najji Prabhu can make his own decision and he's a competent man, he's owner of Seema Bulbs and many other big industries. He's competent to make his own decision. Everybody raised a hand. And Maharaj said, how many of you find it difficult to believe that he consults his wife? Yeah. And people are looking at this. Maharaj said, today morning I asked him a question, he consulted, he said. And Maharaj made everybody give an applause to him also. You know? So, here Arjuna said, yes, you want me to kill him? We will kill, but at appropriate time we will kill. First we will take him. Another reason why Arjuna didn't kill him immediately is, he gave a promise to Draupadi, which was too big a promise, which later on he found difficulty in fulfilling. Sometimes we make, like one temple president made a promise that anybody distributes 5 Bhagavatam sets, we will send you to Bhaktivedanta Manor, London, by flight. You know, so many devotees tried hard. That marathon distribution, the temple got a very big score. Some guys could do 2 sets, some guys could do 3 sets. Ultimately, you know, 2 brahmacharis came and said, Prabhu, we both have distributed 6 Bhagavatam sets. Somehow those 2 fellows went to all the homes in the neighborhood of the temple and went to the offices, phoned up and followed up people, everything. They said, President patted both of them, gave an embrace, gave Mahaprasad and said, well done, Prabhu, you have Prabhupada's blessings upon you. They said, oh, that is all right, Prabhu. But what about London ticket? We have never put our foot on an aeroplane. We want to travel by plane. We are very eager. जाने के बाद आकर बोलेंगे लोगों को लंदन जाकर आए हैं मालूम है सो दे वर वेरी ईगर फॉर गोइंग टू लंदन टेम्पल बिकॉज दे वॉन्टेड टू सी जॉर्ज हैरिसन्स यू नो भक्तिवेदांत मैनर एंड ऑल दैट यू नो सो प्रेसिडेंट सेड सी प्रभुस यू पीपल नो द टेम्पल सिचुएशन यू सी वी आर नॉट अ वेरी रिच टेम्पल यू नो आई टोल्ड ऑल ऑफ यू जस्ट टू एनकरेज यू बट यू सी You know, this is too big. But I can promise you one thing. I will arrange a nice train ticket for you to go to Mayapur and come back. Mayapur Dham. Prabhupada's lotus feet has fallen in London temple also. Mayapur Dham also. You know, you will hear glories of Prabhupada in Mayapur also. So do you think they'll be happy? So sometimes we make a promise too big, which is later on difficult to fulfill, isn't it? So Arjuna also made a promise to Draupadi that I will. But why did he make a promise if you see? Due to the dire need of the situation. Because he wanted to encourage her and pacify her. She was weeping now, after having lost her 5 children. So in order to convince her that I am empathic, I have understood your problem, and I know how much you are crying. To pacify her, he behaved like that, he told. But later on when he caught Ashwatthama, he was in 2 minds what I should do. And that is why he wanted to consult Draupadi. In case after taking Ashwatthama to Draupadi, Draupadi would tell, cut his head, then he would have cut. If Draupadi said, don't kill, then he thought that then his life may be spared. Because ultimate decision can be made by Draupadi. Like that he thought. And then he, now he is taking Ashwatthama to Draupadi. So this is another lesson we learned, that we should not give too big promises due to impulse. Impulsively. Like sometimes somebody comes and talks to you that so and so is a bad devotee, then you join him and telling 10 more problems about the devotee just to befriend him. Is it good? Is it correct? It's not correct. So we have to think what we are speaking, what we are promising. And Arjuna also has conscience, you know, which is stopping him from killing Ashwatthama. Conscience means like the super soul within is lurking, is saying that don't kill him. If he has to be killed, finally we will kill him if need be. Let us check. So in this way, he brings him to Draupadi. And as soon as Draupadi sees Ashwatthama, she offers obeisances, saying that, oh, here is a son of a Brahmana, your guru. So he deserves to be given respect. Like that, giving respect. So now we can come to 1742, verse number. Tatahritam pashuvat pashabaddham avangmukam karma jugupsitena niriksha krishna apakritam guruh sutam vamasvabhava kripayana namacha. Yeah, so he is saying that Draupadi, because she is a Vaishnavi, she is non-envious. On the other hand, you will find Gandhari, when her 100 sons died, she cursed Krishna and the Yadu dynasty. Isn't it? So if somebody is not a Vaishnava, then they will curse back. Whereas Draupadi is a Vaishnavi, her sons are killed by this fellow, but she is tolerating. Not only tolerating him, she is offering him obeisances. She is considering him a Brahmana, and then she is ready to forgive and forget also. She is ready to forget the past misdeeds of this fellow. She is ready to forgive him also. And that kind of forgiveness is only possible if there is a motherly nature. With her motherly nature, she forgave. With her Vaishnava nature, she was non-envious. So here it is said that Vamaswabhava Kripaya Nanamacha, it is said. So Prabhupada writes the Vama Swabhava, in the translation says it's a beautiful nature, and that Prabhupada explains in the purport. If you see, somewhere after 3-4 lines in the purport, it says, Shrimati Draupadi, although begrieved for murder of her sons, and although the murderer was present before her, could not withdraw the due respect generally offered to a Brahmana or to a son of a Brahmana. He says, this is due to her mild nature as a woman. Women as a class are no better than boys. Boys means kids. And therefore they have no discriminatory power like that of a man. Ashwatthama proved himself to be an unworthy son of Dronacharya or of a Brahmana, and for this reason he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna. And yet a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a Brahmana. And then Prabhupada says in a Hindu family how woman shows proper respect to Brahmana. However fallen and heinous a Brahma Bandhu may be, but the men have begun the protest against Brahma Bandhus who are born in the families of good Brahmanas but by action less than Shudras. The specific words used in this shloka are Vama Swabhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean that he is as good as a genuine Brahmana. Like that he says. So there is one quote of Chanakya. A man should be simple but not simpleton, he says. What is it? Simpleton means fool. Simple means nice But man should be simple, but not simpleton. Otherwise, he'll be exploited for his generosity, he says. And he gives an example that in the forest, the straight trees are cut, but the twisted trees are spared, he says. So what is the meaning of that? You know, people who go to cut trees in the forest, they give up the twisted trees, thinking it's difficult to cut. And they cut the straight trees. Similarly, people who are very simple, they are often exploited by people like Ashwatthama. Because Ashwatthama is very cunning in nature, although he is son of a Brahmana. The only good qualification he has is he is son of a Brahmana, that's all. Otherwise, the activities he is doing are all totally unauthorized, unacceptable, heinous activities. But Draupadi is seeing, due to her mild nature, that he should be forgiven. So the point that Prabhupada is saying here is, women as a class have a very mild nature and they wish to forgive people who should not be forgiven. You will see, now when Ashwatthama is forgiven now, and only his jewel is taken away and he is spared, later on you know what he will do, you know, subsequently. And Krishna wanted that to happen, that is why he allowed it to happen. See, without Krishna's wish, nothing can happen in this world. So, but you can see the outcome of, you know, false compassion. The false compassion does what? Again, this fellow threw Brahmastra both on the Pandavas also and to kill the posthumous child Parikshit also. You will see that. Therefore, the Rajadharma says that if somebody has committed a murder, then he should be given a death sentence. Death sentence is the smallest punishment you can give him. If you want to give more than that, you can torture and then give him death sentence also. But death sentence should be given to such a person. Rajadharma says that. So, in this world, there has always been an argument on the topic of justice versus compassion. When should compassion be shown and when should justice be given? So, here Prabhupada says, when such kinds of panels happen, the women in general tend to take the softer side and the men take a stronger side. And Prabhupada gives an example. In India, there are many boys born in a Brahmana family who are respected as Brahmanas by women, but not by men. Men will say that, "Are kya Brahmana? Anda kata hai? Omelette kata hai? Cinema dekhta hai? Stri gaman karta hai? Sirf janai paana hai, bas. Dongi Brahman." But a woman will see, because in our lane, we used to have one Gurukul boy who used to have thick hair, and here big tuft used to, his hair would be so long, he would tie it and put it like this. So he was the fellow who would take me to movies regularly. When he would come from the Gurukul, you know, some days in Gurukul, some days at home he will come, and whenever he came, he took me to movies. Go to different movies watching, because he said in Gurukul we are not allowed to see. When we come, we go to see. Like this. Similarly, I have seen Brahmana mothers who are making omelette and giving to their sons to make their sons more stronger. So what kind of Brahmanas are these, you see? So if one has discriminatory power, they can immediately say that this is, you don't, son of a doctor is not a doctor, simply because he puts a stethoscope and wears an apron, you know. And that is why in advertisements you can see the gullible masses are cheated. You see in Saridon advertisement, they show a man with a white apron, you know, and he takes a glass of water, he takes aspirin, and then one person comes to him, he says, "Oh, you know," he's saying, "I have severe headache, you know." And then he says, "Come here," and then put in your mouth, drink the water, and then immediately smiling. "It's gone," you know, he says. Then all mothers say, "I think we should buy Saridon now. Because, you know, he's wearing a white apron." Who wears white apron? Doctors wear white apron. And if you eat Saridon, your headache will be gone. This is how they are cheating the public, you see. So, in general, Prabhupada is saying that a woman sometimes is cheated by a man. Sometimes a boy comes in a college with a big car and all the girls are saying, "Wow, look at him, how smart he is. See his coat, see his tie, see his shoes. See his smile, see his car, but this fellow has borrowed a car, you know, for some rent or something. And he simply shows off to girls like a playboy. and he has 2 dozen girlfriends in the college. He hangs around with whichever girl is available. He enjoys with all of them and impregnates 1 dozen of them, and he goes scot-free. And Prabhupada says, when a man impregnates a woman, the burden of the child comes on the woman. How will she, then they go for abortion, which has become a very common thing nowadays, you see. For a man to impregnate a woman and run away may be easy, but a woman suffers subsequently. Because woman put faith in a man who is a first-class rascal. He doesn't deserve to be put faith in. Because sometimes a woman goes by sight. She sees that he looks very happy. He's always praising me also. Because if somebody praises a woman, flatters a woman, is a sweet talker, very gentle in speech, and gives a lot of gifts, a woman starts putting lot of faith in such a person. This habit of putting faith is called gullible, we call it. Gullible means cheatable. They may get cheated like that. In general, Prabhupada says, women have a plus point and they have a minus point, Prabhupada says. In Kunti Maharani section, Prabhupada says, when women come to temple, they bring flowers, fruits, all these things to offer to Lord. As soon as they see the deity, they at once fall on the ground and offer obeisances. And with folding their palms, with eyes closed, with deep reverence and faith and love, they worship the Lord. And they see the deity as non-different from person Krishna. They don't speculate, is it a murti or is it God? There is no speculation at all. They at once accept the deities as the Lord, you see. On the other hand, 2 PhD students came. One PhD student offered obeisances. Another fellow was standing like this. And his friend told him, hey, this is the way you offer obeisances. He said, yeah, I saw other fellows are doing, he said. But what about you? No. I will just see like this. Because he thought, I'm a PhD, how can I bow down? I have studied so much, I know so much. He said, I don't accept this deity as God. So because of his brain, he thought that he knows better than even the Hare Krishna devotees, you see. See, the deity form of the Lord may be in the beginning made up of material elements, 8 elements, the deities are made. But when the deities are worshipped and pranapatishta is performed, by seeing the deity, some spiritual emotions are kindled in the soul. Just like if you see a movie picture where man and woman are intimately doing something, your lust is awakened, is it not? Similarly, if you see a picture of some beggar begging, looking very pitiable, then you cry tears seeing such a picture. So just as a picture awakens emotions in your heart, similarly the deity form of the Lord awakens spiritual emotions in the observer. So the deity form of the Lord is a spiritual form of the Lord visible to the material eyes. That is the deity. Lord's kindness, that he becomes visible to our mundane eyes also. Although he keeps himself in his Chinmaya Rupam. That we will see as we progress to the Uttamadhikari stage. A Uttamadhikari sees the deity to be non-different from the Lord himself. Whereas a neophyte Prakriti devotee may see that this is like a representation of Krishna, or this is like a beautiful murti of Krishna, he thinks like that, foolishly. So, in this way, the woman's faith is glorified in the Lord. And similarly, women have a lot of faith in saintly persons also. They hear from saintly people, they are very fond of hearing katha, and they put tremendous faith in saintly people. If unfortunately a woman comes across a dongi saint who turns out to be a cheater, so Prabhupada wrote that article on saints and swindlers. So then that woman's life is cheated, you see. Then after she is cheated, she realizes, oh, I've been cheated, like this. So they're putting faith is a good habit, but they should not put faith in a wrong place. Similarly, man's rational ability is appreciated as long as he is searching for the right thing. Prabhupada is saying, doubting is a function of intelligence, Prabhupada says. But to doubt bona fide knowledge coming in parampara means he is a rascal, he says. So if a man continues to doubt, even after getting bona fide information, he is nothing but a rascal, he says. That's called as samshayatma. Samshayatma, vinashyati. So man perishes due to lack of faith. And woman perishes due to faith put in a wrong place. You see? So this has to be understood properly. So in this way, a woman, sometimes her discriminatory power may be clouded by her false compassion. Any other example of false compassion you can show? Anybody has? A woman's false compassion. Of course, a man can have that womanly nature also, like Bharat Maharaj showed compassion, false compassion to a deer, which is called, misplaced compassion, we call it. Any other example? Sita putting faith in Ravana. See, when Sita saw Ravana, she immediately said, "Oh, what a good fortune has come to my door. I was looking for a saintly person to offer some charity because my hands are itching to offer charity. You know, in my kingdom I used to give so much. Now there was nobody in the forest. Now that he has come," she went in and brought varieties of fruits and everything to offer to him. She offered him water to wash his feet, and although he looked like a saint. So he was not a saint, he was in asura in disguise. You see, she got tricked. And also he told her that you cross the Lakshman Rekha and come and give me. And she did not ask the question, why? Why can't... Actually, when Sita went inside to bring the fruits and everything, Ravana tried to go in. When he was trying to put his... like that, like fire came up. You know? Because whose Rekha was in? Lakshman's Rekha. So that is a protective Rekha he has put and gone. And then Ravana understood, hey, dangerous. Now I can't go in, but she can come. You see? So what is the meaning of the Lakshman Rekha? The instructions of the Guru. If a disciple follows four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, Maya cannot enter into your zone. But you can go out. You see? You see? You know? And that is why that fellow understood, I cannot go in. So then what he did, instead of standing near the land, he stood there, little far away, and told, Sita, you come here. And she said, please come here. He said, no. You know, we generally don't go to anybody's home. We just accept bhiksha and go away. You come. Then she crossed the line and she came. Finished after that. Because she put faith in the words of a cheater, swindler, you see. So, that is what Prabhupada is writing. Here that sometimes due to their innocence, you call it innocence, you call it a poor discriminatory power, whatever it is, and they tend to take the compassionate side. For example, another example I'll tell you. When once Ram and Sita, they had some intimate moments sitting near the bank of a river. You know, Ram was lying in Sita's lap and sleeping. At the time, Sita was seeing the beauty of the forest and everything. At the time, this crow, which is son of Indra, his name was Jayant, I think. Jayant. You know, he saw Sita's beauty. He purposefully took the form of a crow. He thought, if I come as a devata, I won't be able to do what I want to do. So I will become a crow. So he became a crow and came and sat on her shoulder and started pecking her chest. So, and Sita got shocked. And when she cried, immediately Ram got up and immediately the crow flew away. So, Ram saw some bleeding happening in her chest. And immediately he could understand this crow is the cause, although she was not pointing out to the crow. He found out. Then he took some grass and he hurled upon the crow. It became like a lightning streak and chased after the crow. Wherever the crow went, like that was going. And the crow flew to his father Indra. Indra said, hey, I can't help you. This is Ram has sent. He went to Brahma. Everywhere he went, all over the universe. At last he came back and fell at the feet of Ram. Actually, he fell down like this. Like this he fell down. He fell down like we sleep at night. Like that he fell down. And then Ram wasn't intending to spare his life. But Sita begged him, please spare his life. Don't kill him. Poor fellow. He is falling at your feet. Ram said, falling? He is not falling. He is lying down, sleeping. And Sita turned him upside down. Then like this he was lying and then like this. So Sita's mercy, which saved his life. And she begged Ram again and again, persuaded him to save the life of this fellow. Then Ram said, I will only, you know, blind one of his eyes. Because this fellow was blinded by lust. So he blinded one of the eyes of the crow. So in this way you will find Sita has been compassionate even to a fellow who pecked her. Can you imagine? So you find that that type of, short discriminatory power is seen. Like you see, Parvati is sitting, Shiva is sitting on the Akash Mark, Chitraketu is passing. And then Chitraketu, along with the Vidyadharis who are surrounding him, they were all there. He spoke many words of praise also. If you see...
See the words there.
See what words he is using. Yeah. See, Jatadaras Tivratapa Brahmavadi Sabhapatihi Anki Kritya Striyam Chaste Gatahri Prakrito Yatha. This is the word he said, Chitraketu. He is saying, Jatadhara, Lord gives matted locks of hair, Lord Shiva, which means he is a great tapasvi. In fact, one verse before this also he glorifies him. If you see here, here he says, what he says, Chitraketu Uvacha, Yesha Loka Guruhu, Loka Guru is the guru of the masses, Saksha Dharmam Vakta, he always speaks on the principles of Dharma. Sharirinam to the embodied souls. Aste Mukhyaha Sabhayam, he is the leader of the Sabha of all the rishis and munis. Mituni Bhuya Bharyaya, he is sitting here in this assembly embracing his wife like this, he said. And then he said, Jatadaraha, which means he is a great austere personality. Tivratapaha, his jata shows that he didn't comb the hair for a long time, which means he doesn't care for bodily beauty. And Tivra Tapaha means he performs severe tapasya. Brahmavadi, he is a great spiritualist. Sabhapatihi, he is the leader of the whole sabha of the rishis and munis. With all these things, if he is taking his wife on his lap, Gatahri, as if he has no shame, Prakrito Yatha, he says. Prakrito means like a materialist, like a material behavior. Yatha means like. He didn't say he is a materialist. His behavior looks like a materialistic behavior. And what was the concern of Chitraketu? He was worried that other people will imitate him if they see this behavior. Because Shiva is considered a leader of the yogis. So, and Shiva is called Yogish. Yogiyome Ish. And Krishna is called Yogesh. Because he is the master of all the yogis, including Shiva also. So, he is a yogish, he is a leader of the yogis. So, in this way he was thinking, what will others think? So, in this way when he spoke, see, one most amazing thing is when he spoke like this, all the sages were shocked. What is he saying? Is he criticizing Shiva? They were not very sure. Because they thought that he is praising also and saying something derogatory also. How to take it? When Shiva saw that, he smiled and again turned to the Sabha. When Shiva smiled, then all of them also smiled. And the class continued. There was no problem. Because Shiva smiled, didn't take any offense. They understood that it is still a joking relationship between two friends. They understood like that. But who took offense? Parvati Mata took offense. She took it as a very great offense. She says, my dear son, you know, you think just because you have gained the darshan of Lord Sankarshan and you become so exalted, you have got the audacity to criticize Lord Shiva, who is Bhutapati, who is master of all Vaishnavas, and you are criticizing him. I curse you to become a demon, like that she said. Then he got down from the plane, he bowed to her and he said, oh Mataya, I accept whatever you said. And then after he went, there is one very beautiful... And they went to where? It has gone to some other... Oh, not this. It has gone to... It has gone to second canto, I think. Anyway, I'll tell you the thing. Shiva told Parvati, "Oh Parvati, you are beautiful, but Vaishnavas are more beautiful than you. Why? Because when you cursed, just see Chitraketu, how he accepted your curse. He didn't curse you back. Rather, he bowed down to you and accepted the curse and flew away. So Vaishnavas are more beautiful than you. Although you may be called as a Sundari, beautiful, but they are far more beautiful than you. Just see, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati swargapavarganarakeshu apitulyartha darshanah. That was there only he quoted it. At the time, Chakravarti Thakur writes how Parvati, when she heard Shiva saying like this, she felt extremely shy. Alas, I have cursed a very innocent devotee of the Lord, she felt. Then she covered her veil and bowed her head in shame, he says. So sometimes, how many of you have experienced that sometimes we prematurely judge a situation and we commit a blunder, after which we realize that it was a mistake. You have experienced, correct, no? You have experience of that. So here also Parvati felt like that. Pashchatap, as we say. She felt like that later. So now Shiva didn't misunderstand. The sages didn't misunderstand, but Parvati took a little hasty step. There is one reason for this, because she is connected to Shiva strongly as a wife. And she is Ardhangini. Insulting Shiva also includes insulting her also. And he especially talked about Parvati sitting on the lap of Shiva. The criticism was centered around Shiva and her. So she got back on his case. So, when Sati wanted to go to Daksha's home, you know what was her plan? She wanted to go to Daksha's home and increase the reputation of Shiva there, so that Daksha will again invite Shiva to come. Do you think it will ever happen? But she thought it will happen. See, in our life, if somebody is not convinced, we should not waste time trying to convince them against their will. There's a saying in English, a person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. That is why Rupa Sanatan did not, you know, meddle with Rup Narayan. They gave a certificate, Praman Patrika, and told him, "You are a winner, we are loser, get lost." They told him. Whereas Sati said, "No, no, no, you don't understand. I will reform my father. I will speak in the Sabha about your glories. And I will tell my father about who you are. After knowing that you are the head of all the devatas, he will come with invitation to, with maan saman ke saath aapko leke jayenge, Vajpayee Yajna mein." Like that she said. But Shiva knew already. He said, "Sati, if you go to your father's place, you will feel very sorry. Because something dangerous will happen and you will not achieve your goal, what you are aspiring. Make it happen." So, but she didn't hear, she went. So these two, three instances we can cite to show that, you know, Sati didn't show discrimination, or Parvati sitting on the lap of Shiva didn't show discrimination in treating this thing. So there are some instances like this. We can see this quality in a positive light. When we can see in a positive light, the Supreme Lord has a male aspect, female aspect. The male aspect is actually tattva point of his superior. The female aspect is leela point of his superior. And because of his Lakshmi or Sita or Radharani's being half of the Lord's body, that is why the Lord is also compassionate. So the compassion aspect, sometimes if you too much discriminate, you become too rational and you get into a punishing mode, correct, no? But sometimes it is better that despite the mistake, you overlook the mistake and you forgive. And that is, such is the nature of the mother, universal mother also. So following in the footsteps of universal mother, the women have this type of nature, like the Prabhupada explains in this purport. So that is why Draupadi took such a stand. She said, you know, six reasons she gave. Dharmyam, Nyayam, Nirvalikam, Samam, Karunam, Mahat. Six reasons she gave. I can tell you quickly one line on each. She said, Dharmyam, is it dharma that you want to kill the son of your guru? You know, He is the son of a Brahmana. How can he kill son of a Brahmana? It's not dharma. Is it nyayam that you are killing the son of your martial arts teacher? Your teacher will be very broken down because already your teacher is dead. If you kill the son also, then how will his mother survive? Kripi. Kripi is still surviving because son is alive. If son also dead, husband dead, then she will also enter fire. And Sakarunam, you should be merciful on Kripi's position. Only a woman can understand the heart of another woman. I have lost my children, I am crying. But I don't want to see Kripi also crying like me. My sons are lost, I am crying. Why do you want to make one more mother cry? Like that she said. And Nirvyalikam means, while fulfilling one dharma, don't break another dharma. For example, say you tell one of your boys that, you know, see in the kitchen there is a half bucket full of gulab jamuns left today because all the devotees have taken prasad and gone. Evening some new boys are coming in the evening. You talk to them for a few minutes and give them gulab jamun. Then the boys come in the evening, 4-5 boys come. He talks to them very, very nicely. They talk 2-3 hours and they take the dinner prasad also and they go away. And I have to come back and see the same gulab jamuns are as it is. Then he asks him, Prabhu, you didn't give the boys? No, Prabhuji, I gave them rice dal sabji, I gave them. Gulab jamun you didn't give? Bhul gaya, Prabhuji, bhul gaya. Some people say, no, like this. Shari, Prabhuji, I forgot. Then he may fire him. He say, you fool. You know, what is the... See, if new people... Did you eat gulab jamun? Do gulab jamun today? Yes, Prabhuji, I ate. See, you are eating gulab jamun and you are not feeding new boys. You are an inmate. You don't need gulab jamun, still you ate. And a newcomer, you know, poor fellows, Prabhupada said, gulab jamuns are ISKCON bullets. You should give the bullet and deliver them. You should bring them to Krishna. I think you have saved the gulab jamun so that you can eat. Is it true? He cries, oh, no, no, Prabhuji. No, I never kept it for my eating. Honestly, I am telling Prabhuji, I forgot Prabhuji. So what happens? You want to please a newcomer, but in the course of pleasing a newcomer, he may hurt the inmates. So this is, to avoid this is called Nirvyalikam, which means, Vyalikam means, sometimes in doing one dharma, we break another dharma, like that. So what she said was, okay, you are killing this fellow, because he is Atatai, but in the course of doing it, you are hurting his mother and father also. Like that she said. And then samam. Samam means equal treatment. That I already told you. That, you know, like I lost my sons and she doesn't have to lose her sons. That is samam. And mahat means, hey, they are all Brahmakulam. Brahmana kulam people are, you know, far more powerful than Kshatriyas. If they speak with their mouth one curse on us, our whole dynasty will be finished. So better don't agitate the minds of Brahmanas. Don't agitate, enrage the Brahmanas. They are Brahmakulam. Mahat. Mahat means they are great souls. So Brahmana should always be respected by Kshatriyas. We are subordinate to them. We should not overpower them and earn curses. Like that she said. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj heard all this, he thought for a few moments and he nodded the head. He said, well said, Draupadi, well said. Your points are all completely in line with Shastras. And who can give certificate better than Dharmaraj? You know, he said, so I take your side, he said. And then Bhima, he was very upset hearing Draupadi's conclusion. He said, why are you fellows wasting time? This is the time to kill this fellow. By now he must have been finished. If you have difficulty, tell me, I am there. I will do the needful. Then Krishna extended 2 more arms, 4 arms to stop. You know, Draupadi on one side and Bhima on the other. He told them, wait, wait, wait. Decision should be made by Arjuna, he said. And he will do the needful, all of you. And then he told Arjuna, there is one verse in which he says, Arjuna, you see, myself and Bhima say that you should kill Ashwatthama. Draupadi and Yudhishthira and Nakul Sahadev, they say you should not kill. Now you decide. What you have to decide, such a decision which will please all of us. You have to decide, like that Krishna told him. Then Arjuna considered everything in his mind. And without hesitation, he cut off the jewel on the head of Ashwatthama. And then said, this is actually worse than death. For Kshatriya Sambhavitasya Chakirtir, Maranada Tirichyate, it is said. For a Kshatriya, when you humiliate him, it is worse than death also. And then he drove him away. Everybody was pleased. Even Bhima was pleased also, that at least you humiliated him thoroughly by taking away the jewel. Bhima was happy, Yudhishthira was happy, Draupadi was happy. So here we learn another very important lesson that, resolving conflicts amongst a group of devotees is a very difficult business to do. Why? Because devotees are voluntary workers. They are not paid workers. And in a company, for example, if you pay people and whatever you say, they will accept and go. But devotees are voluntary workers. And Krishna inspires different devotees differently with some goal in mind for the future. And why Krishna does what he does, nobody knows. For example, here Krishna wanted to save Ashwatthama so that he can become a Bhakta Vatsala and stop the Brahmastra and save the life of Parikshit and also save the Pandavas. That desire was there in Krishna's mind already, that I want this fellow to survive. If Bhima or Arjuna, if they finish off this fellow, then how can I prove to the world that I am Bhakta Vatsala? Correct, no? But Bhima was not understanding at that moment why, we have to consider different opinions. So Krishna already had a plan that Ashwatthama should not be killed for a superior leela which has to unfold. For that he wanted to save him. Therefore he told, you hear everybody and you have to please everybody and all that he said like that. You see, another thing we find, a devotee should always think that, ultimately whatever Lord wishes will happen. We can give our opinion and be detached. And ultimately Lord will do what is best for everybody. So it is not my way, it is not your way, it is a better way. If some way is better than mine and yours, let us both accept that. If my way is better than yours, you please listen to me, I will also share with you. In case your way is better than mine, I will hear yours, you tell me. Because ultimately we want Prabhupada's mission to flourish. So now a question may come, who will make the ultimate decision? Will some senior most devotee make the ultimate decision? Or should you go by a majority of vote? Like for example, there are six people. In one of the GBC meetings, they were taking one vote. So the majority, not GBC meeting, I mean in our ICC meeting once. So majority of the people voted for something which, I will tell you what was the matter about. Our His Holiness Bhakti Samat Maharaj gave a proposal that when we come for 3-day meet of ICC, instead of 3-day ICC meet, one full day can be devoted to 64 rounds chanting. And other 2 days can be kept for the meeting. And he said then the meeting will be very successful, like that Maharaj said. So then how many of you vote for it? Of course, naturally, some of us raised the hand very happily. There were 4 or 5 hands, and the abstentions were many. Abstentions were too many. Then they asked the people, we need a discussion now. In the discussion, what they said, some of them suggested that 32 bus ho jayega, 32 mein. 64 is too much. And somebody suggested 25. Now we can chant 25. And the meeting ko kam nahin karna chahiye. 3-day meeting should happen. And devotee, on their own, they can chant morning and evening and finish off 25 or 32. But Bhakti Rasamara said, all devotees should chant together. Let us come to the meeting room and chant there only. Together, the whole place will become spiritualized. That was Maharaj's idea. Then they tried to find out. Then when many of the leaders were saying, I think Prabhu, this 64 rounds and all, now we can do in our own temples if we want. But here the meeting cannot be compromised, they were saying. Then when they were asking, so how many of you vote that we can postpone this agenda for the future meetings, whether to do 64 rounds or not? Big number of people raised their hand. Postpone kar do isko. Agenda ko hi? Postpone. Just because they are raising hand doesn't mean that's a very wonderful answer. For example, you go to a school and call a class of children and ask, my dear children, how many of you feel in a week there should be 6 days holidays and 1 day school? Oh, thank you, madam. Everybody will raise hand. Correct, no? So should you ask the children or the principal should decide? So principal says 6 days school and 1 day off. And children want what? 6 days off and 1 day school. So it is not just the majority. That is why it is difficult, I said. It is not just the majority. Simply because the majority is saying, you know, it's like, for example, there is a one intelligent person and five muffs in the six people meeting I was telling. If you see, muffs may decide something, just because the majority is deciding, that is not the ultimate decision. So now the question is, who is muff, who is intelligent, who will decide? It's very difficult. That is why majority, if you go, that is democracy. Correct, no? Simply democracy will not work like that. Therefore, even in GVC meeting, ICC meeting and all these things, there are certain things discussed for years together, like Vaishnavi Diksha Guru. Last 6 years it is going on. Still they have not finalized the answer to that. They say that, you know, year after year, more and more Vaishnavas are bringing from Prabhupada's letters, Prabhupada's writings. If Prabhupada was in the planet, matter would have been very easy. Prabhupada, should we have Vaishnavi Diksha Guru or not? And Prabhupada gives one answer. Finished. You follow it. Life would have been very easy because Prabhupada is not in the planet. There is no one great acharya, so they are discussing and the matter is getting postponed. It's not very easy because many, many people have different opinion and ideologies and everything. So here you find Krishna, at least Krishna wants to hear. Krishna wants, who is saying what? Let us hear. And ultimately because Krishna willed that Ashwatthama should be alive, and he inspired in the heart of Arjuna, and then Arjuna made that decision. But Krishna told everybody, let Arjuna make that decision. I have told him to bring Ashwatthama and kill him. So then Ashwatthama was not killed, only the jewel was taken away. Correct? No? So, but one thing is very simple in decisions in our life. So we have, you know, we have GBC, gurus, in every this thing, in every temple there are authorities. So they hand over certain instructions, which we cannot say. We will discuss and tell you whether we want to do. No, you can't say that. You just have to follow. Like, you know, Parampuja Gopakrishna Maharaj was telling, and I remember in the temple opening, I was sitting on the stage with 20 other leaders. He called me, Rajasham, come here. Tomorrow morning program should be cancelled, he said. Which program, Maharaj? He said, Rana Swami's program is arranged in Pandal here. You should not have any program in the Pandal because some terrorists may come and hide themselves. The President of India is coming. So if they hide themselves in bushes and all, it's very difficult to catch them later. So he said that we want to put 50 to 100 policemen all around the campus. And this Pandal program should be moved to Camp Temple. And he told me, take the mic and announce it. I took the mic and announced it to all the people. After announcing, I thought, can this program be held in Camp Temple? Is it feasible? Because there are 10,000 people. Can 10,000 people fit in Camp Temple? Even behind, if you keep them on both sides, how many will fit? About 3,000-4,000 max? Correct, no? So then I told the devotees later on, that Prabhu's, you know, this is what he told, you know. They said, but how will the logistics work? You know, you should have told him that, no, not possible, Maharaj, we have to hold it here only. After the program is over, then the policeman can be this thing, they said. I said, I don't have a habit of giving such answers to anybody, at least my immediate authorities. First, I will say, I will only ask how that instruction can be executed. That's the way I have been working in my life always. So now that pressure, what I am getting from the top, I am just giving it to you. And you should know, you should tell me how it is possible to accomplish. So there were a few people, there were 3-4 people, they were wild on me. They said, you always bring things like this in the last minute, you know, creating crisis. We are already having many other things to be done and everything, they said. Then I suggested one idea. I said that in the Camp Temple, we keep only prasad, packets, those who are traveling outdoor. No? People come to temple because prasadam surely they will come, correct? No? Prasad nobody will miss. When they are taking prasad, tell them the venue will be Alpa Bachat Bhavan, where we had some place, about 5,000 people can be accommodated there. And over and above 5,000 come, we can send them away. And not all 10 are going to come. So we can keep up this thing there. Like that I suggested the idea. And I told, we have to go ahead with this. So sometimes the difficult to follow instruction may come from the top, correct, no? And we have to follow it. We have to find, and in case we have difficulty, we can ask them, these are the difficulties, and you tell us, please, which one you want. You want this, or you want this, you want this, correct, no? You have to ask. So in this way, when there are GBCs, but the GBCs do very little directly, hands-on, because one GBC may have 20 temples, correct, no? They may have 25 temples. Then there is a president of the temple, and there is a council in the temple. There are various devotees involved, like we have VPB, we have CMC, we have COM. If a president decides independent of VPB and CMC, or if VPB decides independent of COM, then COM will suffer also, correct, no? Because COM are the people who are heading the departments, correct? They will say that we are like the tire which is touching the road, and you are like the driver, you don't know the problem in the tire. You understand, no? Like an automobile also, people who are under the car and repairing, they think they know better than the automobile engineers who sit with CAD CAM programs. How many of you agree, correct, no? They think like that, correct, no? And the people who sit with CAD CAM automobile engineers, they think that we know the overall vision of the vehicle, but the people who are lying under the car and repairing with all grease in their body, those guys are only thumb rule fellows. Correct, no? They think like that. So who is right? First one is right or second one is right? Both are wrong. You understand, no? Why both are wrong? Because these people, to be in touch with the ground level people, they have to be in touch. And that is why there are different managerial meetings, groups, and made everything made. But ultimately, there has to be a decision for doing everything. Is postponing the good decision? And it will be nowhere, correct, no? It will end nowhere, correct? Postponing means it will keep on getting postponed. So there are many ajna items will get postponed like this. So that is why we have to have... So generally in GBC what they do, there are 40 GBC members who come. So they decided that we will make an executive committee, which is 3-member team. Jo bhi wo bolenge, we will follow it. They make executive committee. And the executive committee has a chairman also. And the chairman finally serves the decision, which may not be up to the expectation of all the 40 people. But one thing they are convinced, that we were 40, and then we made subcommittees and we gave inputs, and the 3 people have consulted, and the 3 people are also little confused, up and down, or there. Finally one fellow says something, and they finalize it. And then they pass it in the meeting. They do like this. Because, you know, they are also equals, actually, if you see in GBC, if you see. Many of them are like equal people, and sometimes even Radhana Swami is called, he comes and gives a suggestion and he goes off. So Radhana Swami was telling, see, when I go to JBC meeting, I can give a suggestion, but I'm not the ultimate person to decide, because it's a big body with so many devotees involved. So every devotee should give the decision, but be detached. That is a very important quality. Bhima should say, kill Ashwatthama, and then detached. Wait, abhi kya kar rahe hain, abhi. And Draupadi should say, no, don't kill him. Poor Brahmana, his Guru Putra, leave him. And she detached after that. Mera point bol diya bas. So everybody gives and they should be detached. And finally Krishna has told Arjuna that you decide in such a way that you will give happiness to everybody. And he decides. So the most amazing thing in this pastime is Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not serve the ultimate decision. That is a very amazing thing. He is going to Draupadi and he is asking, what is your opinion? Bhima, what is your opinion? Correct, no? He is asking. Which means, we have to give sufficient time for people to express their concerns. So, I have seen one thing in Bombay, Paramahansa Radhana Swami Maharaj also, when he works, what he does is, like one time I got to witness with my own eyes in GV, Govardhan Eco Village. One day Maharaj had called me also for the meeting, I had gone also for the meeting. So in that meeting, Maharaj said, he called Gaurang Prabhu, he called Radhakunda Prabhu. Actually, Radhakunda Prabhu is the one who gives the rooms to people, you know, in Vada. So they were collecting something like $180 or something like that, per day, per room or something like that. And Maharaj started the meeting saying that, you know, many of my foreign guests, yoga teachers and all coming to India, they are afraid of you, Radhakunda Prabhu. And they hear you quoting this big amount. He said, Maharaj, and then Radhakunda Prabhu turned to Gaurang Prabhu and said, Gaurang Prabhu said, Maharaj, we are trying to get some money for the construction work also. In Vada, we have a lot of work to do. We thought we can earn a little bit from that and use it in construction. Because we asked Krishnam Prabhu, will money come for construction separately or we have to collect from this? Krishnam Prabhu said, nothing seems to be coming in last 2-3 months. So then we thought we will take from these people. Then Maharaj said, don't think these are white-bodied people from America coming with a lot of money. They are all simple devotees. They are middle-class families. And when they come to India, they look for concession always. They go to Haridwar, Rishikesh, where people give them rooms at $40 per day. Because Indians want to preach to them, many religious organizations are giving at $40. And if you say $180, they prefer to do all their yoga activity there in Haridwar, Rishikesh. They will, none of them will come here. And they are the audience for my preaching. I preach to them every year for a month. I was getting opportunity. But if you guys are going to hike up the money, they won't come only here. You know. Then they were wondering. Then Krishna Prabhu immediately offered obeisances to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, whatever you say, we will follow. You know, he said. And Gaurang Prabhu and Radhakant Prabhu were looking at each other. You know? Hey, Prabhuji melt ho gaye, Maharaj just said. And then Gaurang Prabhu told Krishna Prabhu, baad mein humko chalana nahi. If you agree for reducing the amount, then you should live with that amount. He said, Guru Maharaj is telling, how can we this thing? Then Maharaj said, bring your this thing paper, tell me what is your expenditure. And Maharaj started writing, you know, morning breakfast, lunch, dinner. Maharaj noting down how much is the cost and, you know, your what all you do for the people. You don't have to give from Govindas, give them regular prasad, devotee prasad you give them, like the man. Gaurang Prabhu was feeling very shy. Maharaj, you are taking pen and paper like a manager. We are feeling too shy. He got up and he started looking the forest beauty, you know. He was feeling very uneasy. Maharaj, we will do it, Maharaj. You leave it to us. Maharaj, no, no. He was pulling Gaurang Prabhu by the hand. He made him say, sit down, sit down. He made him sit. He said, Maharaj said, I have not been a manager like expert like you, you know. But now I have to do this because I have to prove to you that you have to keep a lesser cost. You know, he said. Then Gaurang Prabhu said, Radhakant Prabhu, aap bhi kuch bolo, chup chap rahte ho. You know, when I am there, you come and say so many things here, Maharaj is there, you tell something. And Radhakant Prabhu also said that, Maharaj, Maharaj, if we can earn for construction, slowly number of accommodations will increase also here. Maharaj said, yes, that should increase, but money should not come from these people. That you should collect from India only. And Maharaj said, ideally speaking, for these people, you should keep pay as you like. They call it PAUL, they call it. P-A-U-L, pay as you like. Are you not doing for your Bombay guests? Maharaj asked. And they said, yes, Maharaj, we do for Bombay. Then they are also like this only. Just because they are coming from America, not that they have a lot of money with them. They are simple, average people. I said, Maharaj. And this Maharaj spoke, and then he brought it to something like $60 or something. From 180, it came to 60 or something like that. One third. And then the meeting was almost 3.5 hours. In between, Maharaj, I asked Maharaj, I was sitting also, watching all these things. And Maharaj said, today I have especially invited Radhesham Prabhu for one special purpose, he said. Now, Radhesham, I heard one amazing news about Pune temple, that you people are very liberal with college youth. They can come anytime to temple, eat prasadam all 3 times also. You are very liberal with prasad, and people come from all temples also. Anybody can come from anywhere. Pune is like a home. I want Radhesham to speak 10 minutes on how to be liberal with visitors. You know? Then I wanted to put one phone call to Antardi Prabhu and check. Actually, I used to be very liberal in camp temple. After coming here, I don't know. Because we don't remember charging anyone anything in those days. Come anytime, go anytime, eat anything in the temple. We cooked and gave also and everything. Then I spoke, Maharaj, this is what we have been doing. I told him. And I spoke about 10-15 minutes I spoke. And Maharaj said, I want you guys to make Vada like that. People should see a home in Vada. Not that when they phone me up, he said, $180. He said, they think there is Durga Devi on the other side of the phone. Maharaj said, so he told Radhakund Prabhu, I want to bring out Radha Rani out of Durga Devi today. You know, that is why we are holding this meeting today. And He said, people are afraid of you, he said. And Radhakrishna Prabhu said, really Maharaj? They never told me. They are not telling you, they are telling me. Because I am the person who invites them here. So they are telling me that they are afraid of you and your bills. This year you keep cheaper price, just see how they will respond. Maharaj said like that. And finally everybody agreed to that. So next day, almost in the same time, afternoon, I was coming out of my room down. Maharaj was chanting in that same place in Vada. And he saw me there and he called me. Then I went up also to meet Maharaj. So then Maharaj asked me about my course and everything. Then I asked him a question. Maharaj, yesterday you held a meeting, a three and a half hours meeting. You know, Maharaj, you are Gaurang Poo and all felt very shy, Maharaj, because you were taking a managerial pen and doing. Well, you could have just told Maharaj that make it $60, and I think they would have obliged. You know what Maharaj said? You see, they may not have obliged, or they might have obliged, but whatever it is, if I order them from the top, their hearts will be dissatisfied. In their hearts, they will be very unhappy that from 180 I have brought it to such a less amount. And in such situations, Maharaj said, we have to listen to their concerns also. So, did you see me hearing their concerns? Yes, Maharaj, you heard from Gaurang Prabhu. All three of them individually he heard. After hearing their concerns, Maharaj showed to them that I have understood your concerns. And now, basically what you want more money now for construction. That now you tell Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Naji Prabhu, everybody. And then finally Gaurang Prabhu told Maharaj in that meeting, Maharaj, if you put a word to them, then they will help us with more funds. Maharaj said, yes, I will do. I will have a word with them. I will tell them that the construction money will not come from foreign devotees. It has to come from local India. I will put a word to them, Maharaj said. So, Maharaj said, after I heard their concerns, now they have accepted. This is not the same. Because now they have seen that how much I am concerned about this. I have seen their concerns and they have heard my concerns. Now we both are open-hearted now. And then when I demand that you keep it 60, they have agreed also. Now they have agreed with a more open mind. Like that he said. And that is why I arranged this type of meeting. So I was really stunned by that meeting. I felt that Maharaj took a stand very similar to Krishna in this pastime. Because Krishna didn't declare to Arjuna, hey, you told me that after going to Draupadi, you will cut his head. He didn't harass Arjuna. He told Arjuna, okay, you hear everybody's concerns. He heard Draupadi, he heard Yudhishthir, he heard, you know, Bhima, he heard everybody. And then finally, when he decided to take off the jewel, Krishna also felt that's a perfect decision. He told him. So, in this way, for example, one devotee feels that, you know, on a festival day, we should spend this much money, you know, for the festival. Another devotee feels that we don't need to spend so much on the festival. We can keep some money for this. So sometimes there is some such kind of points come in the meeting. Devotees come together. All the concerns should be given an opportunity to be vented out. And after that, when the discussion happens, many points are written down. And we have to attack the problem without attacking the persons. Like Draupadi did not attack Bhima. She never told Bhima that, you ruthless, merciless, sinful butcher of a Brahmana. You want to kill this Brahmana? Why do you get such a desire in your mind? She didn't say that. Nor did Bhima tell Draupadi, you shameless, spineless, feminine, pathetic, pitiable woman who has no discrimination, who is so gullible, and you are saying that he should be saved. You don't hear any garlic in this section. Especially because Krishna was present. Similarly, in our life also, we have to keep Krishna consciousness in the center. If all devotees are highly Krishna conscious, we can continue to respect one another despite disagreeing with one another's opinions. If somebody has a different opinion than me, I don't have to hate him. Hey, you have a different opinion than me, different from me, I hate you. No. It's possible. In this world, you find when Vaishnavas come together, Krishna inspires different Vaishnavas differently. So, in this way, this is a very amazing pastime. So we will స్టాప్ హియర్ శిల్ప్రభుపాద్కి.